From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. There's something of a mystery afoot in the U.S. economy. Well, maybe mystery is too strong a word. Fed Chair Jerome Powell, speaking on this show and elsewhere, has called it a puzzle. How it is that unemployment can be so low, the economy seemingly so solid, and yet wage increases are barely exceeding inflation. There are a number of theories out there as to why this might be, and here to talk about one of them is Torsten Slok. He's chief international economist at Deutsche Bank Securities. Hey, Torsten.
Hey.
So do you agree with Chair Powell? Is this a puzzle?
It is a puzzle in the sense that looking back in history and previous expansions, you normally do begin to see more upward pressure on wages. But we have just not seen this during this almost 10 years since the recession ended. So it is a puzzle why wages have not gone up more.
It's not just one single cause for this slow wage growth, but you have been thinking about the power that companies have in today's economy and how that might impact wage growth?
Yeah. If you look at the concentration in many industries in the U.S. economy, that we simply have more monopolies and we have bigger companies and bigger corporates that they therefore have more bargaining power over the inputs that they are using in their production. They buy energy, they buy raw materials, and they also buy labor. It's clear that we have seen more market concentration along many industries in the U.S. economy. And this is probably also an important reason why companies simply have gotten more powerful and therefore have been able to not give wage increases to the same degree that they did earlier.
Can you walk me through an example? If I'm a worker, how might I experience this monopoly power? How might it keep my wages down?
So a good example is that in some sectors where there are relatively small number of companies, say, for example, the technology sector, it has gotten so prestigious to work at some companies. Well, if workers, not only in the technology sector, but across the board in many industries, suddenly are more willing to work at companies because it gives you experience, it gives you skills and insights that you might be able to use later, that would result in companies, quote unquote, getting away with not giving as big wage increases.
So can workers push back against these monopoly powers? What do they do? Go out and shop a bunch of offers?
Exactly. Wages for people who are switching jobs are now significantly higher than wages for people who are staying in their jobs. If more people start quitting their jobs, which is what the data has been showing in the last few months, it all points in the direction that in the second half of this year, we do believe that wage growth will begin to move higher and therefore begin to dominate the structural story that we have been seeing for the last 6-7 years.
Okay. Torsten Slok, Chief International Economist at Deutsche Bank Securities. Thanks, Torsten.
Thanks for having me.